The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Bimbo? I mean, why Bimbo's on the list like now?
No, you blocked me when I said blonde bimbo.
No, I didn't. It was the words you said following that.
Horrible.
What did I
Horrendous.
Say?
You can't say them, despite Jen trying to goad you for some freaking reason. Stop it, please.
I don't
it's
think
Monday.
I did.
You did. There's proof.
I said blonde bimbo from the movie.
Well, from Dallas. From Dallas. Talking about Dallas.
Yeah, I did not do anything with that.
I didn't say
And he did. Blood's on your hands right now, Jen.
Early this week as well. Yeah, but I'm
putting myself in timeout.
I enjoyed it, actually, so it's fine.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
Okay, Chewy, we were gonna remind you about a story when we returned from break.
Yes.
It was a key fob story.
Yes, and there is a God. Because this happened about 3 years ago in the wintertime.
Okay.
And Angie, what she does from time to time, sets up dinners without asking me with people, and I didn't want to go. Just flat out. Friday, yeah. Saturday, no. Saturday is my day.
I was about to say, isn't this just the default you?
So, I grumble, pout, get changed, get in the car.
NFL
Here
boy.
We go. Weather sucks. I'm like, so all of a sudden we take her car, and we get halfway there. Not even halfway there, probably, God, it couldn't have been halfway, probably a mile down the road. And the car's beeping. And I know what it is. I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you. She's like, what's that beeping? I'm like, I think it's the oil. I think it's the oil. Well, it was the key fob, and I know she had left it at the house. So you can't shut the car off. So we get about 3/4 of the way there. We got about 10 minutes till our reservation. I'm like, Ange, where's the key fob? She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I left it in my other purse. I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to drive you back. And then you're going to have to Uber home because we can't. She's like, leave it in the valet just running. And we're going to Moe's.
Yeah.
I think Moe's right on Wisconsin. So I refused and brought her to her senses, so she had to sit there and have the meal while I brought the car back. I'm like, thank you, Lord.
Did you have to go pick her up, or did she Uber home?
I tried it again. It didn't work.
You had to go pick her up.
No, she Ubered home, but I tried it for the next meal that I didn't want to go to. She's like, don't even think about it. So the lesson is, you can get away with it once, and it's worth it, but pick your once.
There must be a bunch of onces, though. Like, so the key fob is one once. There
yeah.
must be something else that would be a one once.
I can't believe you tried. You know what? I can believe you tried it again.
Yes. Yeah, I did. She, yeah.
But she's
like leaving, like
she's
leaving your wallet, would that
people.
Be a one once? Or can you play with your phones now? So, like, that doesn't really get you
yeah,
out of
jail. No, the phone doesn't. The wallet doesn't.
Does it sound like he's tried all
yeah.
of
yeah, these are he is checking off things off a list right now.
See, I got to put it on her. If it affects her.
Oh, because she doesn't care if it affects you.
Does anyone else have any of that? Let's open it up. The suggestions. I'll listen to
what are we getting out of dinner? 37.76.
I believe I have a dinner on Saturday.
You got to offer up a prize package for whomever gives you the out.
Dinner.
That's what you should do.
You get to replace
Free
Chewy.
To Rot's Hots. Huh? You give away a couple brats there for me, buddy?
All right, check out ESPNWisconsinContest.com and Rot's-Hots.com for official contest rules. Yeah.
You're really getting away scot-free here, aren't you? You're not even paying for the prize pack. Somebody's going to give you the idea
yeah,
to get you out of dinner. And
I'm a
Ashton,
delegator.
And Ashton is going to front the funds.
This is why Chewie's plugged in. You know, he's more plugged in.
I am.
Plugged into society.
My new angel investor.
So successful. Let me ask you guys this. If you were to ask Aaron Rodgers today, what do we say today is January 30th, 2023? If you were to ask him today, with a dose of truth serum, right? You've seen truth serum, how that works, right? In the movies. I always think of True Lies. Arnold Schwarzenegger's character, where they give him the truth serum and then he tells him that what he's going to do to him, how he's going to beat him up. If you gave Aaron Rodgers truth serum today, how does he want this whole thing to shake out? What do you think?
I think he actually wants to stay in Green Bay, but he wants Goody to then go out and get weapons. He wants Goody to spend draft picks. I think he wants to stay in Green Bay because I think there's a part of him that does want that Bart Starr versus Brett Favre thing where you spend your entire career with one spot. But because he wants to play for championships, he knows he needs more help on offense. And he wants Goody to go get those guys. And he knows Goody won't go get those guys, which is why ultimately he's going to end up someplace else.
I think he's just, can I call him an angry guy? Is he angry?
Like an angry bird?
I think he's just angry at the world. And then he takes his ayahuasca and it kind of chills him out. I think he's mad right now. He's like, cannot believe they want me out of here. I cannot believe. After all I've done. But I don't think he's got the ability to look at it and say, I've been here 18 years and we've won one Super Bowl. I mean, it's not all on me, but probably a good... I don't think he's capable of doing that. He's like, can't believe half these people want me gone. Good luck. You know? And I think Brett got to that point because Brett did some goofy stuff. Who calls up the GM of the Lions when you're on the Jets roster just to screw the team that lets you go? I mean, it's good stuff.
And at that point, why are you still calling the Jets? Or excuse me, why are you still calling the Lions? The Lions suck. The Lions can't do anything with this information.
Yeah. I think Aaron Rodgers is like most people who just want to be wanted where they are.
Yeah.
And so I think there's a sadness probably right now that Aaron Rodgers is dealing with. That he has given 18 years of his life to this franchise, and that even though you think that you are, and I mean this universally, not specifically to Aaron Rodgers, but you always think that you're going to be the exception to the rule. You're going to be the one that defies the odds and that you're going to be able to walk out on top, win the whole thing, and ride off into the sunset. And I think there's a part of Aaron Rodgers that thinks that he deserves to be heralded and loved and wanted no matter how his skills diminish, no matter what happens on the field. And that 8-9 record is staring him square in the face. And he knows that it's a business, but he thinks that he should be the exception to that. I think there's a sadness. I think there's a part of him, if you gave him truth serum chew, that would be like, why don't they want me?
But I think everything has to end on his watch. Look at all his girlfriends. Dumps them all, right? Tosses their salad, throws them out. I know what it means now, but that's more on Ashton. That is more on Ashton.
He
let me go about a year ago, and I didn't know what the hell I was talking about. But am I right here, Ted?
I have no idea if you're right about this or not. I have no idea.
What's your problem, Kazansky?
Would anyone like to
take him over?
I will. Are you glad I'm back?
No. Yes.
But am I right? And I think with the Packers coming up, he's like, I'm ending it on my watch. They're not ending it. Do you buy into that or no?
This goes back to what Gabe was saying about leverage, though. I think Rodgers thinks that he's got this ultimate like ace up his sleeve. I'll just retire. If they don't do what I want to do, if they don't make it work the way I want it to make work, I'll just retire. But we all know that he doesn't want to retire. Yeah. He has no desire, I think, to walk away from the game right now. He's far too competitive, and he thinks he still has enough in the tank to compete. And
Which he probably does at a high level. Yeah. But it's just everything is, I mean, because you hear all these reports, and I know it's off the field stuff, but it always seems like it's got to end on his watch, and this is no different. I don't know.
I mean, it seemed like you want to talk about his girlfriend. It seems like the last actress he dated, it seemed like he was trying to make things work and go back to her. You know, I think she kind of ended things and
I don't know. You read that article that came out. She seems a little bitter.
There was something about a source said that she realized it was always going to be on his terms.
Mm-hmm. So then she walked away.
She walked away?
I think so.
I don't know.
800-990-3776. Lots of reaction rolling in on this. The ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line. Alan in Milwaukee saying this. Sports is like relationships. Aaron can sleep on the couch all he wants, but he can only watch the $60 million slash legacy walk around in a nightgown for so long before his eyes get bigger and the gown gets shorter. I'm not exactly sure what that metaphor is, but I kind of get it.
Like it. Want to explain it to you?
Who's wearing a nightgown?
I think the Packers are the nightgown wearers.
Oh, Goody and Mark Murphy. They're wearing the nightgown.
He says, if I've learned anything from Chewy, again, picture it more as a like metaphorical okay. Packers.
Yeah,
person.
But here's the problem with Holmgren. He visualizes everything.
I know. I'm like, oh, God.
He says, if I've learned anything from Chewy, it's that guys in the league will die over their pride. I think Goody will have both of these guys on the roster come hell or high water until it's proven that Jordan stinks and they go 2-32, Allen in Milwaukee. I do agree with the pride sentence. And I think there's a lot of pride and ego that is driving this conversation, driving this situation right now.
And you said you think he's coming back?
I think he's coming back.
I think he gets traded.
You think he's gone.
So here, I want to explain where I stand on this, because I did have a lot of people reaching out to me this weekend saying, well, now the Adam Schefter thing, Jen, what are you going to say about this? No. I don't think Schefter is wrong. I think there are absolutely trade talks occurring. I think that the front office is doing its due diligence. I think they want to move on from Aaron Rodgers. But I think given the money situation and ultimately what will end up being, I think, not having the guts, I guess, to be
that's
the guy who moves on from Aaron Rodgers, I think he ends up staying in Green Bay and they run this another year. That's where I still am.
I just look at this roster and it's at a crossroads, right? It's
100%.
At a crossroads.
I agree with that. Keep saying things and I'll tell you when I disagree.
And Aaron Rodgers coming back makes no sense. If Aaron Rodgers wants to be a guy who competes for championships, and that's his number one thing, he wants to compete for championships, Green Bay doesn't make sense. Unless Goody is going to go against whatever plan he currently has. Right? And I think Goody went against his plan a little bit when he decided to bring Aaron Rodgers back. When he initially drafted Jordan Love, the clear plan was he could get out of a contract of Aaron Rodgers after 2 years, get rid of Aaron Rodgers, move on to Jordan Love. Then yep. Rodgers wins back-to-back MVP, so he's got to stick with Rodgers.
But he had to do it.
Yes, 100%.
Had to do it, yes.
100%. But now, with where this roster is, it's young, it can be ascending, but it's just not quite all the way there. And bringing Aaron Rodgers back, to me, is going to interfere with that trying to ascend part and just kind of keeps you in football purgatory.
I'm with Gabe. I'm to the point where you got to purge everything. You got to say, hey, you know what? Got to purge it. We need to go through a season of winning 3 games just to get the salary cap where it's manageable and we can bring players in, because the timing of this whole roster is so screwed up.
So here's the thing, guys. I think what we're talking about is what we should do versus what we will do. We all face those battles as well. I should go to the gym, but you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to binge watch Blackbird instead while sitting on my couch eating pretzels, okay? In this instance, I think we're all in agreement of what the Packers should do. But again, that keeps going back to the testicle fortitude. Is that what it is?
Testicular fortitude,
yes. Testicular fortitude. See, look at that thing that Gabe taught me that I almost nailed.
That's an uncomfortable word.
Testicular?
Fortitude?
Yeah. Why is that uncomfortable?
It just is, because it's usually balls or nuts or something.
When not you usually, go, that is what it means.
When you go to testicular, it's probably something's wrong.
Sure, like testicular cancer.
I just, Lance Armstrong. Am I right or wrong?
I don't know.
Like, when you start using the medical term, it kind of seems
then
like...
Then it scares you. Yeah. Right?
Do you understand what I'm saying about the should versus will?
I don't know if he was listening.
Like, we should move on from this part of the testicular back to what Jen's trying to say.
Evan, our boss just texted. He said, yes, he was listening to the salad part of the show.
Right.
Hey. Make me borscht, idiot, and then I'll just conform to whatever you want.
That's inaccurate also.
Of course it is.
800-990-3776, your reaction to Adam's little nugget that trading Aaron Rodgers is a real possibility.
We keep hearing from both sides about how they have to, and Adam said it on SportsCenter yesterday, about how both sides keep talking about having frank and honest conversations, sitting down. And if they sit down and have these frank, honest conversations they keep saying they want to have, there's only one logical conclusion. And that he's gone. Or I guess there's two conclusions to me. One, Rodgers is gone. Two, Goody changes the way he does things. and brings and just mortgages a bunch of the future to try to get some weapons.
And I don't think he thinks that that's a smart move.
Exactly, which is why the one logical conclusion is Rogers leaving.
I also think that there's a part of Goody that is like, we tried it your way. We did it last year. We tried to put the talent around you, and you could argue that they did with those draft picks, committing those picks to the offense and, of course, to the defense as well, but I digress. The point is, I think Goody sits there and goes, we did it. Last year, we did it, and we ended up with an 8-9 team.
But you didn't really do
it. Well, that's the thing. I think Rogers would come back to him and be like, but you didn't. Right?
Yeah, because you got to supplement.
I have these types of conversations with my husband all the time, right? He sees things one way, I see them another. We'll go back and forth and back and forth and try to get the other side to see it our way. And guess what? It doesn't work. You just end up more and more angry. At least for a couple hours.
Yeah, I look at...
Listen, I don't want to act like the marriage therapy isn't working. It is. It's working. We get to the makeup sex a lot faster now than we ever did before. We got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We roll on after this.
Does matter what age you are, low testosterone can be an issue with any guy mentality. A local healthcare facility specifically dedicated to helping men feel and perform at their very best. The reason why Kevin, the founder and CEO, started this company is because he was dealing with low testosterone, but he didn't know it. And maybe this is happening for you too. Kevin, tired, groggy, just didn't feel like himself, didn't have the energy to get through his day. Turns out it was low testosterone, didn't get the answers he wanted from his doctors, so now he has mentality. And it was kind of the same thing with me. I thought I was just more tired because I was doing a morning show versus doing the afternoon show a couple years ago. Turns out testosterone levels were low. I went into mentality, had the blood panel done. They told me where my testosterone levels were, and now I am on a customized testosterone plan treatment that's customized just for me. So now I have that energy to get through my day, and there's no better, safe, and insured medical solution available. Go to lowtusa.com. Mentality allows treatment to fit into every guy's lifestyle. Find out more about Mentality and their low testosterone treatments at lowtusa.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
My father would always say, and there's a rhyme and a reason to it, he said, if you wear your rubbers in the house, you'll go blind. Do the two youngsters on the show here even know what rubbers are? I'm talking the ones that go over the shoes.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Don't change the show. I want to be very clear before I say this. I am incredibly happy that Chewy is back here with us in the studio at the 3rd Street Market at the Avenues. Because you were in Florida for a couple of weeks prior to this. But I am slightly confused about why you chose this week to return to Wisconsin. It's going to be like 3 degrees today, Chew.
Well, there's no choose. Number one,
the
it's
irony
being told
in your name being Chew, yes. But there's no Chew.
There is no Chew. It's
so you're back.
I'm back. I got one more jump down there, and then that's it.
And
let's
that'll be a
get to
jump.
Daylight savings. 3 weeks.
But you must
skip
have
to daylight
you must have been frustrated to return to, you know, the great state of Wisconsin and see like 10 inches of snow on your property.
Yes, it is a little different than 80 degrees down there. But it's not, these little jumps are good. I miss the studio. Studio's much better.
100%.
Yeah, I love seeing you, pal. But I just looked at my phone. It is 6 degrees outside. It feels like 10 below.
Did Chewy miss us more than he missed seeing his family?
His family was down there.
Let him answer the question.
But let's say that one more time.
I was curious if you missed us more than your family.
Just in general?
He's thinking about it.
That's a win.
Half a cup?
That's a win.
That's a half a cup. No, there's an energy to being in studio.
Oh, no question.
I don't know. I'll let you know on Friday. Because it's going to be cold this whole week, right?
Yeah, it's not going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be. It's the kind that like gets into your bones and then just like lives there. You go inside, you crank the heat, you sit in front of a fireplace or a heater or whatever, and you're still cold like I 20 probably, minutes later.
I probably miss my tools the most. Chainsaw.
Just assume that it went with you.
No.
Tricks of the trade.
Tricks of the trade, chainsaw. What else will I do? Maybe split some logs. I'm a loser, man. I really am.
What are you, Rocky? You're going to go out and that's going to be your workout?
Making a comeback.
In honor of the Eagles. Dun, 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 dun.
You know who you miss the most, though?
You missed the Blammer.
The Blammer.
Did you guys hug it out yet?
I haven't seen him.
Where is he? Hibernating?
Is he going to still know to come over on Thursday?
You can't contact him on a Sunday.
Now, is that like a...
Saturday's the last, and then you got to wait till Thursday.
Well, he's in witness protection, apparently.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. He's got five names.
He does.
Does he work for the CIA? Is that what's happening here? He really is an FBI agent. Let me ask you guys this, because this, yesterday morning, we knew that it had snowed, obviously. I kind of had peeked out the window a few times. The girls were up at like 6:30 because they're amazing. They were up at 6:30 on Sunday morning, and I said, look outside, look at all the snow. And at 8:45, our neighbor started snow blowing the driveway. And I feel like 8:45 is reasonable-esque. But I asked Dario, I said, is there a statute? Is there a noise statute? Like, you know, again, what are the rules about when you can snow blow? Especially when you have 10 inches, you know, like we have at our house. Could our neighbor have gotten up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m. and been well within his rights to be snow blowing his driveway, Gabe?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I can't mow my lawn.
Correct.
In the one house until 8 o'clock. So what's the difference with snow blowing?
Because there's a more immediacy to removing the snow, because you can also get fined if your like sidewalk still is snow covered.
How long? And what's the rule? Like, is it like 3 hours, 4 hours? What's the window?
I think
that
it's
you
like, I mean, that I think that's like 24 hours. But again, it becomes harder to clear the longer you let it wait there, especially as cold as it gets. So if somebody needs to get up, clear their driveway so they can go to church on a Sunday morning, or if they have to go to work on a Monday morning, if you get, you know, you got to be able to do that whenever.
Yeah, but you have to wait for the second plow of the street. Otherwise, you're going out there twice.
For the driveway, the end of the driveway.
Correct. So they come and make the one pass. Yep. Don't make it real wide. Just make it passable. And then for me, it depends on when does the plow come back and then push everything back.
Sure.
Because you don't want to go out in 7 degrees twice.
No, but if you, you know, so again, Sunday being the example we're using here.
Yeah.
If you're going to church at 8 a.m. and that plow hasn't made the second pass, you're probably still going to church, man.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta make sure you clear everything out. You don't want to drive over the snow and then try to shovel it, because now you're packing it down. It becomes impossible to get off the sidewalk.
So it sounds like there's a lot of variables at play here, right? And you're basically saying you can do it whenever. But it sounds like the amount of snow that dumped is one thing to consider when talking about when you plow. It sounds like how cold it's going to be is another thing to consider about when you're going to plow. What else? Because again, you talk about the temperature. Dario said that he's like, I got to plow today because tomorrow it's going to be 3 degrees.
Did you let him plow today?
Yesterday, not today. Okay. Yes, very early. I had to get up early this morning.
That was good.
No one's got time for that.
So I have another rule. There's no salt on my driveway.
What do you mean, no salt? No.
I respect that.
Why?
No. Kills the grass.
But it's not touching the grass, it's touching the driveway.
When it melts, it goes onto the grass and then it kills the grass.
I've never had that issue.
Trump. Grass trumps everything when it comes to outside maintenance or removals, right?
For you, yes.
What do you mean for it?
Obviously, for Jen, it doesn't.
Hey, did you start that sentence with the name of a president or not? Because I feel like that's what
I definitely thought we were just ignoring that part of this whole thing. Again, bringing things back up that we should just ignore.
Do you throw salt down on your driveway?
Yeah, and on the sidewalks.
You can't throw it on concrete.
Yeah, on the front step.
Is it concrete?
I don't know what it is. What makes you think I know what my front porch is made of?
Let's see. Asphalt is the color black.
Asphalt.
And then cement is the color cement.
It's own color.
Right?
The color cement.
Maybe you get some nail polish, cement colored, you know.
I open up my box of Crayolas. Where is that cement crayon? I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, you can't put salt.
Is gray the word you're looking for?
Yeah, cement color right next to yolk.
You can't put salt on cement. It'll pock. It'll pock.
Are you saying puck or pock?
Pock.
What does that
pock.
Mean?
Pock.
When something pocks.
What does
pocket?
That mean?
I don't know.
I don't like pock marks on someone's face.
Yes. Same thing. So that's what'll happen to the cement.
No, that doesn't happen. I've lived in my house for 3 years. Our cement has never pocked.
It'll be pocky.
Has anybody heard that? Can you put that on the poll?
Yes.
800-990-3776.
How do I spell that?
Pock.
I think P-O-C-K.
P-A-C, I think.
P-A-C-K?
What's two pock? PAC. I think it's PAC.
California love. Oh.
Polish American Citizens
I
Club.
Mean, yeah, Pop. You got to be careful. If you put too much salt, the next thing you know, you get some mid-90s rap coming back at you from your cement.
Pock.
That would be the worst thing.
Chewy was right.
I told you.
Holy
Chewy was right.
All right, so he is mostly right. It's just he chewed it up a bit. So it's pocked, P-O-C-K-E-D, pocked concrete.
What is it? What happens?
It's like it creates like a pit, like a dent almost.
It will pit my. That's never happened though.
It's coming.
But what do you mean it's coming? I've lived in my house for 3 years.
It takes a while for the salt to soak in there, and then
once it does,
then it'll. Yeah, you can't.
We do it every single year. We put salt on the front porch.
You better move.
Let somebody else deal with that.
But also, who gives a rip if the concrete is pocked? I dated guys with pocked faces.
Yeah, and then told them they weren't attractive and moved on.
Very briefly. Very briefly.
You Rogers their ass.
800-990-3776. Let's get out to Travis in Milwaukee. Travis, you're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning, guys. I just want to call out Chewy for being absolutely correct at this call about the
Chewy
popcorn.
Was right. Love it.
Company.
Chewy was
the
right.
The people have spoken today.
We had clients who would request that we don't put any salt that would degrade the quality of their asphalt or cement, and also so it wouldn't kill off the grass. Yeah. That was a direct request by a number of our clients, and we would have to honor that. And we would find out if people didn't pay attention to that because it was soon the grass would be dead. The concrete looked like crap.
So what do you do instead, Travis? If you're not, so let's just say, like, I've been influenced by Chewy. He's off the line. What would we do instead? Is
I think
it salt?
There is, I mean, sorry, some is sand? Sodium something that you can put down that's safe for the asphalt.
So do you just
there is an alternative, but it's more.
You just make sure
cabbage.
You get out there and shovel and snowplow.
No, I battle. I just like Jen and Dario. Put salt on. Nope, not doing it. What if I fall? Well, that's a shame.
Sand?
Be an athlete. Be an athlete. I am not putting salt on my driveway.
I imagine this goes over well.
I thought what he said, I battle. I thought he was talking about like battling with the snow
elements?
Plower. And he was like, we're just going to keep digging until we hit asphalt and then there's no layer of ice on the driveway. But no, when he said, I battle like Jen and Dario, he really meant
literally
you and
I
Angie.
Battle. Yes.
You're amazing.
Being an athlete.
I just want you guys to know that the reaction rolling in on the ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line is fast and furious about pocking concrete. But then Dave and Heartland weighing in saying magnesium chloride won't pock concrete. The fact that pock concrete is actually a phrase that now we are saying multiple times on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is just incredible. It's just amazing to me. Pock concrete.
It's a pocked, right? That's what Ashton is reporting.
Yeah, I'm reporting it's pocked.
Okay.
Pocked.
Are you reporting or do you think it, Adam Schefter? We need to know.
That's my opinion.
I love our home, even if the concrete is pocked, and you should love your home as well. If you are interested in adding on to the home that you have, maybe your family is growing, or maybe you're an empty nester who's ready for a smaller home, Great Midwest Bank can set you up with a loan to help you get where you want to be. Visit Great Midwest Bank's Greendale branch, for instance, and talk to loan officer Marianne Shale to get started. Here's what her customers say about working with Marianne. They say, Marianne is great. Everything was expertly handled and meticulous, heads and shoulders above the experience I had with any other bank. And why wouldn't it be? Because it is important to Great Midwest Bank that your experience with Great Midwest Bank is nothing less than great. And it is so important that you have the home that works for you no matter what phase of life you are in. And that's what Great Midwest Bank can do for you. Go to their website, greatmidwestbank.com, to get started on your online loan application. Visit greatmidwestbank.com to get started on a home mortgage loan. Great Midwest Bank is your and my simply local equal housing lender.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Was it a mistake?
Yep.
Ashy bashy.
Yep.
Yes, it was.
Yes,
you didn't even know what the hell I said.
You asked if it was a mistake.
What was a mistake?
Go back to soccer.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I think we're kind of back to where we were. You laid out the three options and said either he returns, he retires, or he wants to be traded. I think of those three, the least likely is him returning. Now, I say that, and I also know that 2 years ago, he felt even stronger about leaving the organization than he does now. So these things change.
Adam Schefter on, that was Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, wasn't it, Ashley? Adam Schefter on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy last week talking about just the fluidity of these situations. And I think we all know that the very first domino to fall is going to be Aaron Rodgers' decision about whether or not he wants to continue his NFL career. So in that way, he holds that card. He holds the card of saying, I have to decide whether I want to stay or whether I want to go. My gut tells me Aaron Rodgers wants to play. My gut tells me he thinks he's still got enough left in the tank. My gut tells me he's still competitive. My gut tells me he has figured out a way to manage the quote unquote grind. And therefore, I expect him to be under center next fall. Where that will be, I suppose that remains to be seen. I still think it will be in Green Bay, the devil you know versus the devil you don't. I think Rodgers will see that he's got it pretty good with the Packers and that going somewhere else only adds to his workload from a grind standpoint, from a relationship standpoint, from a rapport standpoint, and therefore puts him behind the eight ball, I think, to join any other offense. But what do you think? 800-990-3776. Adam Schefter saying this weekend it is a real possibility that Aaron Rodgers will be traded. Gabe, your reaction to Adam Schefter saying that and what you think not should happen but will happen.
Yeah, I still think he gets traded. Because I think that they come together and they have these honest conversations that they keep, like Goody has said, he's open to it. Rodgers has said he's open to it. And if they come together after Rodgers decides he plays and they actually have these honest conversations, and maybe they already started having these honest conversations during the exit interviews. And that's why Rodgers sounded like somebody who didn't like what he heard when he started having some of those honest conversations with Goody. And if you're having an honest conversation and you want to win a championship, and you can't guarantee that you're going to be here for 2 years, because I still think 2023 could be a bridge year where some of that young talent continues to develop. Maybe you supplement it with, I mean, not a DeAndre Hopkins, but you're going to need bodies at that position. You need other veterans to supplement that position. Maybe another weapon at tight end. You figure some things out. But I still think that 2024 would be the year that the Packers have the best opportunity to win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers under center. But you can't get 2 years guaranteed out of this guy. It's going to be 1 year. And if he wants to win a championship in 23, Green Bay is not the place to do it. And if he can't guarantee any more seasons beyond that, I think ultimately they come to the agreement that Green Bay is not the place for him to finish his career.
Do you think the news that he didn't like is the fact that they said to him behind closed doors, look, we got to do our due diligence here. You're not going to give me an answer till around March, so I need to try and shop you just in
Maybe.
Case.
And certainly
you think
possible.
He got upset at the, well, why don't you just wait for my decision? And this is, I brought this up, I don't know, month and a half ago. They got to go down two paths now when it comes to the draft and free agency and everything they do because they don't know. I mean, I could see that upsetting him.
Except that, and again, I understand what you're saying, just because he has shown us at times to be kind of pouty and get angry about things like that. So I understand why you're saying that. But like, if anybody should know the machinations of running an NFL team, it's a guy who wants to be more involved. It's a guy who has been around for nearly two decades. It's a guy who, I feel like Aaron Rodgers knows the ins and outs of the NFL better than most people who are playing in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
So he would have to understand the front office having to do that, wouldn't he?
But he doesn't understand about his buddies. Like, your buddies here are hurting the team, right? We know what they are. They're on the green on 18, you know? Right?
Yeah, 100%. I just had this thought because he got mad at Jair Alexander earlier this year for manifesting the, well, if we lose, then I'll be upset. If we lose to the Jets, then we'll be worried, whatever the specific quote from Jair was. Well, Rodgers made it known. I believe in the power of manifestation. And this is a dude that was openly talking about for a really long time last Tuesday on McAfee about playing somewhere else. Isn't that also manifesting? Isn't that now like he's allowing himself to manifest that into reality as somebody who wanted to be a stickler about it during the season, talking about wins and losses? Wouldn't that also apply to the way he talks about where he's going to be playing in 23?
I mean, it's an excellent point. But again, hypocrisy has never been something that Aaron Rodgers shies away from. Unfortunately, right? He's more of a do as I say, not as I do type of guy. So I could see where he wouldn't see it that way. He would see it as, no, I'm not. I'm just like looking at all the options. I'm, you know, acknowledging all of the possibilities and whatnot. We talked about leverage earlier in the show as well and who has the leverage. And Gabe, you're still convinced that Rodgers has a level of leverage here because he has the retirement card.
Yeah, and no team is going to take the risk of him saying, yeah, I retire. Like, that's a big risk.
But if don't they just get their assets back or no?
No.
The assets stay?
No, you own his rights now.
Yeah, then you own his rights.
And then, to me, that's just a big old bluff.
I
understand what you're saying. It's a huge gamble.
You can't afford to call the bluff.
But here's the thing. When you've got guys like Peter King saying that Woody Johnson would gladly or happily do that to, there is a level of desperation here for some teams.
Sure. I mean, I think the Jets are a team that he would go and play for. But if the Colts are the team that just keep coming up because they're insane people. But the Colts are the team that keep coming up that I just don't think that he would go play for because they're nowhere near. They've got to do break it down to the studs type of rebuild. And I don't, if the Colts go, hey, we'll give you 3 first round picks, he'll just go, no, I'm going to retire.
Yeah, but he has nothing in the hopper. At least Brady has something in the hopper. Like, why didn't he set something up? You know, at this point in his career, like Brady can always say, what the hell do I care? I got $37 million coming from CBS.
If Rodgers wants to be on TV, and I don't think he does, I think he could easily just go to any one of the networks and go, hey, I'm interested in TV, and someone's going to hire him.
You think so?
Like, he's not going to get $37 million the way Brady did.
No.
But he could get something so he would stay relevant on Sundays. But, I mean, Gronk just showed up on TV for, I mean, you're telling me he couldn't be as good as Gronk?
No, I know.
You're talking about Brady, right?
I'm talking about Rodgers.
There's no chance in H-E double hockey sticks that guy is showing up on television. Not having the relationship he's had with the media for the last decade or so, where he thinks, he takes shots at him at every chance he gets. He thinks that it's bogus. He thinks that, there's no way he could, again, I know we just talked about hypocrisy, and I know we talked about talking out of both sides of your mouth, but I cannot even imagine him aligning with any sort of television network, unless it was McAfee. Unless he was going to sign on to be on McAfee's show regularly, like some of these other former players that come on with McAfee once or twice a week, unless that was the deal.
I mean, you say that, and yet one of the people who hated the media most in your time, Chew, was Sterling Sharp.
Sterling, yeah.
And guess what he ended up doing? Yeah. He was on NFL Network for a good 8 to 10 years.
But why wouldn't he have that in the bank already? Because then that gives him more leverage. Like, I'll just go do TV. If you're talking about leverage. Because no one believes he's going to retire.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the way he operates. Because the second he does that, in his mind, he's retired. You know what I'm saying? Where the second he goes and has something set up after football, he might as well just go. I think the way he operates is, I'll set that up when I'm done with this. I want to have all my focus on this. I don't have any sort of distraction about, I can just go do TV. I don't think that's the way he operates.
It's such a slippery slope, though, of like what is allowed and what isn't, to make your point about Jair manifestation. Jair saying, I'll worry if we lose the next game, and Aaron Rodgers has an issue with that. But here he is saying, he's open to all possibilities, and he recognizes the realities of the situation and whatnot. And couldn't you make the argument that already is looking towards potentially not being in Green Bay or looking towards potentially retiring?
Yeah.
Because Taush always says it, right? Once you start thinking about it, once you got one foot out the door type of thing, it's already bad news. So look, he's already thinking about it, which I think is inevitable when you get to this point in your career. I just think that at the end of the day, guys, he's still going to be under center in Green Bay. And I don't want to be one of these people who gets so caught up in this idea of him being somewhere else that I even allow myself to like go into that space. And I do think, look, I'll be very honest about it. PTSD. A lot of this is a defense mechanism. A lot of this is protection mode. I just think he's going to be back. And if he's not, well, then I'll wrap my head around that when it actually happens.
Who's the face of the franchise if he leaves tomorrow?
Goody?
Jair.
Ugh. Really?
You don't think it'd be Jordan right away?
No.
Just based on quarterback position?
Yeah, but Jair's been good enough where I think it's Jair.
800-990-3776. Let's get out to Mo in Illinois. He's waiting patiently on the line. Mo, good morning. You're on with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's up, guys? Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Basically, like, Jen, I want to agree with you, like, so bad, because you guys all know how I feel about 12 and how much I love him. But after the Lions game, I just had that kind of gut feel that something feels different this year. I feel like he may be playing for another team this year.
Mo, was it the losing record? Was it the losing record?
That did feel different.
Yeah, maybe that was part of it. But I just feel like, I don't know, like, I've been thinking the past few weeks, like, but does Rodgers really want to go to another team at this point in his career? Does he want to learn a new playbook and establish chemistry with new players? Like, does he want to go through all that? I don't know. Like, if he's gone, I think it's the Packers deciding that, you know, they want to trade him and not him choosing that on his own, you know?
There are two places where there's still a learning curve because it's going to be different than it is under LaFleur, but there are two places that I can think of off the top of my head that would love to have him probably where the learning curve isn't as steep. The
San
team we
Fran.
Keep, San Fran is one, and then the team we keep talking about, the Jets with Hackett there. But those are the two teams that make the most sense in terms of him and having the smallest learning curve of getting used to and adjusted to those offenses.
What would the New York media do to him?
I don't think it would be that bad.
So here's there might be a little, there might be a few guys who like take joy in kind of needling him a little bit more. But, you know, Dario worked in New York for several years. And what he always said about the New York media is it's not like they ask harder questions, right? It's not like they are like, you know, trying to stir up controversy. It's just that there's more of them. It's just like you take like the Green Bay / Milwaukee / Madison media and now you triple it.
Yeah.
There's so many more outlets. So like, and everybody wants to ask their question. So you get the same question over and over and over again. And could he handle that kind of minutia and repetitiveness and redundancy? I think that might get to him a little bit. But I don't want to sit here. It's such a trope to say like the New York media, they're so tough and grizzled and hard and they're asking all of these difficult probing questions. I mean, everybody knows what a soundbite is. Everybody knows what sings, and people are looking for that. Rodgers has always been pretty good in the media, hasn't he? He's always been pretty like forthright in front of his locker, and certainly more so lately when he goes on McAfee. All right, we got to take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, but we roll on right after this. Stick around.
You know what makes me happy? My wife being happy. That's why I go to the jewelry center. Let's be honest, most guys don't have a clue when it comes to buying jewelry. Gabe's one of the smart ones. He got the engagement ring and the wedding bands from the Jewelry Center for his wedding in 2022. They also do in-house repairs for watches and other fine jewelry like my championship ring. When it needs work, I know where I will be taking it to the Jewelry Center. Was that because I didn't say the other ring?
Yeah, I'm proud of you. We're both very proud. We didn't have to lead you into this.
No,
this
you just dove in.
It's all about growth.
Let's see if he finishes strong. They've got
three locations too. Where Ashton lives, the dateless wonder of the world, Greenfield, Brookfield, or Burlington. And if my wife can't tag along, she can look through all the many styles of diamonds and other fine cuts online at shoptjc.com.
And couldn't stick the landing.
Perfect game gone. Someone just did a single.
Just got
outs.
Through 26 outs.
I'm living proof. Ashton's an idiot. The Jewelry Center will make it happen. Brookfield, Greenfield, or Burlington, and online at shoptjc.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You called them a white
find
stiff
someone else.
Earlier.
From one white stiff to another. I'm pretty well versed in the realm of stiffs.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Taking a quick second to recap the hardwood action this weekend. UWM got a win over Northern Kentucky 75-74. They are 15-7 and pretty close to the top of the Horizon League. What an exciting season they have put together. Obviously, Marquette doing fantastic things. They beat DePaul in Chicago this weekend. They are tied atop the Big East right now. Some big matchups coming up this week. I think National Marquette Day is actually this upcoming weekend as well. And the Bucks get a big victory last night, 135-110 over the Pelicans. Giannis with a 50-burger, Chew. Are you starting now that football season is wrapping up? We got the Super Bowl left to turn your attention to what's happening down at Fiserv Forum with the Bucks.
I will shift after 2 weeks. We got Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Super Bowl. After that, I've been watching a little bit of golf.
Attaboy.
XFL,
I was about to say, the USFL commercials were just running rampant this weekend watching these games. I'm sure Chewy's really excited.
So I'll be eyeballing a handful of stuff.
How many XFL teams do you think that we could name?
Well, the one team that we rooted for they're gone. RIP to the Vipers.
No, they're not a team anymore?
Yeah, Tampa's out.
Is there one in Chicago?
Aren't they Vegas? Doesn't Vegas have a team?
I think Vegas has a team. Well, maybe if they're the Vegas Vipers. It used to be the Tampa Bay Vipers. That was our team the last time the XFL came back, the second time the XFL came back.
Okay.
But they did not make it to the third iteration of the XFL.
So is the other league still going?
USFL is also still going, yes.
Really?
So you'll have to choose. Or maybe you can flip back and forth on Sundays this spring.
So you've got the Arlington Renegades. It's a great name. We should just pick a team based on how great the name is.
In the XFL or USFL?
This is XFL.
Okay.
And then the Houston Roughnecks.
Mm.
The San Antonio Brahmas? What is a Brahma?
Like a Brahma Bowl?
Maybe. Yeah, there probably is a bowl. Yep, good call. DC Defenders.
Eh.
Mm.
Orlando Guardians.
Nah. Mm.
A little better.
Seattle Sea Dragons.
Dragons.
Actually likes the idea of a dragon.
Were there sea dragons?
Is that a euphemism?
Is it a kraken? Is a kraken a sea dragon? Or is that a different kind of sea
creature? No, it's a different sea monster for sure.
Kraken?
Not the
is?
Same. Yeah, definitely not the same.
The St. Louis Battlehawks and the Vegas Vipers. I think we're in on the Vipers.
I think we're Vegas. Back. Yeah. I think we're the Vegas Vipers.
I'm going to be honest. I'm Dragons, for sure.
I'll look for some Vegas Viper gear when I'm in Vegas at the beginning of March, and we can support the team.
Ooh, I think we should probably have a field trip to Vegas if we're going to support this team in earnest, really, to do our due diligence and make sure that we are fully committed to the Vegas Vipers.
Craig, fire up the jet. I'm in.
Does Craig have a jet?
He's been known.
He's been known to have a jet?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
On a jet with
I don't
him?
Think he had. Well, yeah, but
he's
think
got
he
the
just,
timeshare.
I think he just, yeah, he uses.
Yeah.
His guy, Kenny.
I thought he flew commercial.
He Why, can drop us off on the way to LA to go check on that.
Good call.
We could parachute like the Flying Elvises, Utah chapter. Right?
I thought the Flying Elvises were in Vegas.
What is
Wasn't
he talking
that Honeymoon
about?
In Vegas? Or
that
something?
Was Honeymoon in Vegas. Yeah. So. Yeah. I'm saying on the way to L.A., we'll just jump out of the plane. It ain't that big a deal.
We are absolutely not going to do that.
Ooh.
I would do it. You wouldn't do it. No chance.
No chance you would do it.
I want to go skydiving.
You barely wore the top hat at the party this
weekend. Yeah, that was lame. I didn't want to do that anyways. I want to skydive.
If you want to skydive, I can set that so easily for you.
Yeah. Ashton, he can set it up
Oracon,
so
right into
easily.
The marsh.
Yeah. Safest place to be.
Never coming back. I want to go out of the show.
Thanks for listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. We will see ya.